This hour, we've been talking about being evangelical in America, about the political, historical, and theological challenges. But at its core, evangelicalism is about having a personal relationship with Jesus, which can be manifested through gifts of the Spirit, like faith healing, prophecy, and speaking in tongues. For outsiders, these gifts can be mystifying. Jovita Hogan believes she has some of them. She told Charles Monroe Kane what it is like to speak in tongues.
There are times when throughout my day I'm tired and I say I just want to go home and lay down. But if I go to Bible study or if I go to a prayer meeting and the anointing falls and it falls on me and I speak in tongue, it's like a second breath, a new wind. I'm rejuvenated.
I can imagine having God speak through your body would have to be a positive experience.
Yes.
What does it feel like?
It's just joyful. It's peaceful. I feel full. It's like he's just filling me with his Spirit, and it's awesome. It's hard to explain to someone that has not experienced it, but it feels good.
Take me back. There must have been a moment, probably when you were younger, when you spoke in tongues for the first time.
Yes.
Was that scary? Was it powerful? Take me back to that moment.
I was at Sunshine Band. It was like a Saturday Bible study for children. And our leader had said, you got to get it for yourself. You can't make it to heaven because mom's prayers or dad's prayers. And I thought, oh my God, I never asked the Lord Jesus into my heart and to save me. So I made it my business that Sunday when I went to church, when my pastor opened up the church doors, I was going to go to the altar and ask God to save me.
So you went to the altar?
I went to the altar.
You accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior.
I did. Uh-huh. And as I was thanking him for saving me, because you have to believe that once you ask, it's done instantaneously. So in my thanking him and praising him, I began to speak in tongues. And it was, they call it your baby tongues. So all I could say was, "Hiya, hiya, hiya." That was all I could say. But as I grew in the Spirit and my relationship with God grew, and the more I knew of the Bible and the way of life that I wanted to live, that has increased.
You know, I want to stay with her for a moment, because how old were you?
I was 9.
Oh, I have a daughter who's 9. That must have been beautiful for you, since you were raised in the church as well. So it didn't seem weird to you?
It didn't seem weird to me. And I was excited that it was happening. And even when I was baptized, which was a few years later, maybe by the time I was a teen, after the baptism, I felt the anointing and spoke in tongue.
You ever think, like, the Holy Spirit pretty much can do anything, right? Why does it, when you speak in tongues, why does it flow through you in a language that isn't English? I mean, it could do it in English, right? I mean, why do you think it's in a language you don't know? There's got to be a reason, right? I mean,
so that the enemy doesn't know what we're saying. Because Satan, this is a language that Satan does not know.
But you don't know what he's saying.
No. And it's okay, because it doesn't hurt me. Mm-hmm. I'm edified afterwards. And I know I was speaking to the Father.
You know, I have to ask you, though, and I don't mean to be unfair, but I think we're talking about healing, which you've done, mm-hmm. speaking in tongues, which to many people is just gibberish. Mm-hmm. You're not a Christian. You live in the world. You're American. You see all this stuff. People think you're crazy.
And they might, because there's a scripture in the Bible that says we're the peculiar people. People can't understand it. And you won't be able to understand it until you experience it. Just I braid hair, and I've got a couple Caucasian parents that have adopted children that are African American, and they're experiencing racism against their children. And I've had one mother say, "Oh, I wish I was black so I know what this is feeling like." And what I said, and you will never know. It's something that you must have to experience personally, but you'd have to be in my skin to know what we're doing and talking about and the Holy Spirit, you have to first know that He is your Lord and Savior and accept Him and feel His presence to understand and say, oh, this is not weird. Right. This is not crazy. These people aren't losing their minds, because you don't know.
I don't want to, you know, spontaneously ask the Holy Spirit to do something that you don't feel comfortable with, but to share with people so they can understand what it is they're hearing. Is that something you feel like you can do?
Well, yes, there's that. I could do that when I'm worshiping the Lord, and sometimes I say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Yesaya. Mayosayesaba. Hiya. Thank you, Lord. Hiya, Lord. I love your name, Jesus. Gloria bayesaba. Miyosondaria bokotande. Yesayesataya. Gloria bayesaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I give Him edification. And just then I begin to feel Him blessing me because I'm worshiping Him. And it's our relationship. It's the way we talk to each other. He talks to me. And it's awesome.
People are listening to that. And they're thinking probably that it's crazy, that it's gibberish. You don't care. You're like, you're doing your thing. That's cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. You believe in miracles.
I do.
Why do we need to believe in miracles?
Because it gives hope. This world, look at what's happening in the news. We have lost hope. We need hope. If we would pray the way we are supposed to pray, this world can change.
That's Jovita Hogan. She is a small business owner and a member of the Fountain of Life Covenant Church in Madison, Wisconsin. Charles Monroe Kane talked with her.